Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Jade, Billy Paul, Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. Number 10, Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues. Number 9, Sunflower by Post Malone. Number 8, Women Like Me, Little Mix. Number 7, Last Christmas, Wham. Number 6, Thursday by Jess Glynn. Number 5, All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. At number 4, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Mark Ronson. Number 3, Without Me, Hastley. At number 2, Sweet But Psycho, Avia Max. Number 1, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, LM5, Little Mix. 9, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 8, The Carpenters with Roy Philharmonic, The Carpenters. At number 7, Christmas Michael Bublé. At number 6, Psy, Angie Bocelli. At number 5, Odyssey, Take That. Number 4, Unchained Melodies, Roy Orbison. At number 3, Love by Michael Bublé. At number 2, Staying at Tomorrow's by George Ezra. At number 1, The Greatest Showman by Vers Artist. That's it for your top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Pilplay here with all your local Elf events. Jack and the Beanstalk Pantomime. There will be a Brilliant Jack and the Beanstalk Pantomime at Medina Newport Elf of White this Christmas time. The Pantomime will run for the 23rd December until the 5th January. Each show will start at 2 p.m. and will finish at 4 p.m. It promises lots of laughter for all the family. It is a show not to be missed. Tickets for adults are £17. Tickets for seniors and under 16 are £15. For more information, please call 01983823884. That's it for me with your local Owls defense. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Oscar with all your local island news. Celebrities to read winning entries in short story competitions. Sites for Isle of Wight stories. Writing competition took place and host of celebrities were on hand to read out the winning entries. Sites for Isle of Wight, the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind, has been running competition for 3 years now, but it was originally started 9 years ago by international crime writer R.C. Bridgestock. This year, though, four celebrities with an island connection agreeing to donate their time to read out some of the winning competition entries. The celebrities include jazz singers Adana Minghella, well-known island actor Melvin Haynes, comedian Joe Brand, and Katie Weston, the GMTV presenter. These winning entries were then broadcast on Vectis Radio. The ceremony itself was held on Monday the 17th at 7 p.m. in Riverside Centre, Newport, and included entertainment, a bar of course, and opportunity to hear some of the entries being read out. Huxley, a local island magician, was also on hand to add a little festive magic to the proceedings, and a special performance by the melodic choir was given. 30 lucky winners were presented with amazing prize for some very prestigious guests. Well, that's it for me with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Nicola here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week. Here is your weekly recipe. Veggie cannelloni bake. Cannelloni is a popular Italian dish where pasta tubes are stuffed with a meat or vegetable filling and baked in a rich sauce. For this extra cheesy version, we use taco mixed beans for a healthier option. Perfect for a fuss-free supper. So the ingredients you will need: 395 grams tin of taco mixed beans, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion peeled and chopped, 1 red pepper chopped, 1 yellow pepper chopped, 500 grams carton of passata with garlic and herbs, 12 cannelloni tubes, 200 grams of mature cheddar cheese grated, and some mixed leaves to serve with your meal. It's optional. To make your bake, preheat the oven to gas mark 5. Put the beans into a bowl and mash until completely crushed. Heat the oil in a frying pan, add the onion and fry over a gentle heat for around 3 minutes. Turn up the heat and add the peppers and stir fry for a further 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from the heat and cool slightly. Add the pepper mix to the beans and stir really well. Pour a third of the passata into a baking dish and set to one side. Using a teaspoon, fill the cannelloni tubes with the bean mix. Arrange in the dish and pour over the remaining passata and scatter with all that lovely grated cheese. Then bake for 40 to 50 minutes. Serve with mixed leaves if you wish. Enjoy.
Hi, it's Kieran here. Today I'm asking Billy Paul some questions. Hello, Billy Paul.
Good evening.
So, do you like games?
Yes.
What do you play them on?
Xbox.
Which Xbox?
Xbox One.
Ooh, what's your favourite game?
Mine will be the Fallout 4.
Okay, question two. What games do you want to get in the future?
Mine will be the new Doom 2.
That looks good. When is it coming out?
I believe it's going to be, like, coming out about 2019, I think.
Okay. Question three. How long have you been playing games for?
I really don't know.
Oh, did you have the first Xbox when it came out or something? Did you play anything very small?
The first console I played, it was the 360.
Do you enjoy your time on your games?
Yes.
How much time do you spend on the Xbox?
Quite a while.
Okay. Question five. Do you share your games with any of your family?
My little brother always nicks my turns because he's trying to be a snake in the grass.
Okay. That's it for me this week. Catch you next time. Have a happy Christmas.
Hi, it's Ethan here with your weekly car trivia. This week, Volkswagen. Volkswagen has been a huge brand name for many years and has some of the most iconic vehicles throughout history, like the Beetle or the Volkswagen Type 2, also known as the bus. And Volkswagen has had many interesting things happen during its 80 years of vehicle production, such as the Guinness World Record for the most people in the single Volkswagen Beetle is 57 people. This was accomplished by a trained group of climbers that used every inch of the cabin and then had people climb on the roof. The Kong dog toy was inspired by a Volkswagen bus. The creator's dogs love to play with a part of the van that the cotton toy resembles. Volkswagen has been nominated the most often for the International Engine of the Year Awards. The twin charger engine created by Volkswagen has been chosen numerous times for the award by the National Jury of Motoring Journalists. By 1955, Volkswagen was in more than 150 countries worldwide. This is also the year that Volkswagen celebrated the release of one new Volkswagen vehicle. The most popular Volkswagen Beetle is Herbie. One of the most popular designs of the Beetle was a white with number 53 on it. This came from the Disney movies about Herbie, which is R6 off. Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time. We have been the Dragons of St. George's. It's goodbye from us, and make sure you tune in next week.